afternoon session. This afternoon we're going to have 3 20-minute talks, then a coffee break, and then 2 invited talks. So our first speaker this afternoon is Oberstrand. That's the fourth pronunciation, by the way. This is working in France. Basically, I think Robert is going to demonstrate how you can rewrite Emacs in less than 2 months. So we have all the ears. I don't know if Michael Sperber is already here, but in any case, you have one pair of Emacs eyes pointed right in your direction. Go ahead.
Thank you. So I have a slight problem in that if you can see that, then this is completely black. So I'm going to turn my head like this to see what I'm talking about. Which also means I'm not going to do a whole lot of typing today, but I hope to get the message across anyway. So the title of my talk is ESA, a clean library for writing Emacs-style applications. And this was joint work with Christoph Rhodes, Dave Murray, and Klaus Henriksen. Dave and Christoph are here today, but Klaus could not make it, unfortunately. I'll talk about the history of how ESA came about. I'll talk about how it's distributed now, some of the features of it, what issues we had with CLIM integration, some future work, and then I'll show you some demo applications. I should say this probably as well, because I talked to a number of people here yesterday who did not know about CLIM or McClim. This was written as a library on top of the McClim distribution of the CLIM specification. And so it all ties together with this sequence of events since roughly 2000 of the McClim effort, and ESA is just the continuation of that. I'll be happy to answer questions about that later. Okay, so the history is that I first started writing Climax in 2004 because people told me rewriting Emacs couldn't be done in less than something like 25 man years. And we had the essence of it going in a very short period of time. And as part of that, I wanted, of course, it to look like as much like Emacs as possible. So obviously there had to be code in there that looked like what Emacs does, with a mini buffer, with multiple key stroke commands, and mode lines and so forth. So when other people took over the Climax development, I converted the G-sharp score editor, which I will demo in a little while, to use the same style of interaction as Climax and thus Emacs. So I found myself naturally duplicating some code. And to avoid that duplicated code, I broke out the commonalities into the ESA library. And so what then happened was that other people started improving the ESA library. Christoph Rhodes, for instance, wrote the new command loop, which is specific to ESA. And Dave Murray worked on everything like around help commands, like control HD and so forth, that are similar in Emacs. And Klaus Henriksen wrote everything that has to do with I/O between buffers and files. So for the past couple of months, ESA has simply been part of the McClim distribution for the simple reason that Klaus Henriksen took the large part of Climax and broke it out into what he calls DRI, which means I replaces Ina's inheritor. Okay? And so the text editing pane of McClim is entirely Climax based today. So ESA is part of all that. So what are some features? Well, there's the Emacs style command processing. What is Emacs style command processing and how is it different from that of CLIM? Well, the standard command loop of CLIM has a command line where you can type the name of a command followed by some arguments, and you can use, of course, completion to that. The standard interaction of McClim makes it relatively hard to write multi-keystroke commands to invoke. Okay. Whereas Emacs is the contrary. You sort of assume that most commands that you type can be executed by one or a few keystrokes. And only occasionally do you need to type the full name of a command. And that's signaled then by a special keystroke, usually meta-X. And the other features that we broke out into ESA is everything that has to do with numeric argument handling, like the control U prefix of Emacs. And also keyword macros, because that's just storing sequences of keystrokes for later replay. And we had to add a feature compared to what CLIM suggests already, which is CLIM has a numeric argument marker, which is passed, which is replaced by a numeric argument before the command is invoked. But Emacs sometimes needs to distinction between the case when you give a numeric argument of one and the case where you did not give a numeric argument at all. So we added this flag here to distinguish between those two cases. And so yes, keyword macros are already mentioned, and Emacs style help functions. The input-output part is kind of interesting. If you think about what Emacs is doing, it manages whether buffers are modified or not. It manages I/O to and from buffers. It does things like versioning, file versioning. Like it checks whether you already have a file with that name and bumps the version number. Another feature is the what we call the info pane and what Emacs calls the mode line. In fact, in the ESA library, the info pane is just a pane that has another master pane that it can interrogate for various features, like whether the underlying buffer was modified, what's the name of the underlying buffer, and so forth. And the ESA library also handles things like multiple windows. One interesting feature that we thought was very interesting to have, and that does not exist in Emacs as far as I know, is to have context-dependent command tables. So a command table is a CLIM feature where you can store commands and also keystrokes associated with commands. Now it so happens that you, in many applications, you don't want every command to be applicable in every possible context. So the ESA library has a feature where you can write methods on a generic function that returns a different command table according to which context you're in. And these features are grouped into several different CLIM command tables so that application code can decide to inherit from all of these or any subset of these command tables to get whatever features it likes. So, for instance, the most simple command table just handles quit, control X, control C, and I believe that's it. So, with respect to CLIM integration, this is kind of interesting because most of ESA uses the features that are already present in CLIM. So we took essentially the protocol of CLIM and replaced various pieces of it and plugged in our own versions of it that behave slightly differently. But it's completely integrated, or almost completely integrated into CLIM. So it's definitely a CLIM application, even though it doesn't look anything like standard CLIM. So the command tables that we use are CLIM command tables, and they store both the commands and the keystrokes that are associated with those commands. Accept and present are used directly from CLIM. So whenever we acquire a command or a command arguments, then we call accept as usual from CLIM. And there was a few issues that we couldn't solve by just using available CLIM functionality. So we had to make that implementation specific. One of them was obtaining the parameters of a CLIM command, because the command processor needs to go through the parameter list and call accept, essentially, for each argument. And we couldn't do that portably. So that's specific to each CLIM implementation. And there was another issue with help streams. There is a style of help where the help output goes to a different stream, which is a top-level CLIM frame. And in order to share the input buffers with the original application, we had to fiddle a little bit in order to get that in an implementation-dependent way. Otherwise, the rest is pretty much standard. So what we intend to do in the future, well, we intend to supply a little bit more documentation. It's a bit skimpy at the moment. We would like to do a context-dependent menu pane so that we could have the menu bar change according to the context. That's not possible at the moment. And any other commonalities we discover as we develop more and more applications that use the style, once we see code duplication, it'd be a good idea to put it into the ESA. So, let's give you a few demos. So this is Climax, the original application for which ESA was written. And how many people here know about Climax? Oh, okay. So it's just an Emacs-like application, and you happen to see here the Lisp syntax in action. So here you have an indication that it's using Lisp syntax, and you have all the features that you have in Emacs, like checking whether the buffer is modified in the lower left corner by the stars and so forth. This is another ESA application. This is the G-sharp score editor. And so Control-F moves the cursor forward, Control-V moves it backward, and so forth. And you have one keystroke command invocation. And as you see, it looks pretty close in the info pane, except that here G-sharp uses the page numbers instead of some mode information at the moment. This is another one that some students of mine are working on currently. It's called Stamp, and it's an email client. And this is to address the fact that some people really would like to see news readers and so forth on top of Climax, and I claim that this is not the good way of doing it. And I'd rather see them as separate ESA applications within CLIM. And of course here, Control-N and Control-P ought to work. Oops. Changes the message. This is under development, so it's another little thing that I wrote was a calendar program, just for fun. It's just a few dozen lines of code. Control-F, Control-V moves by day, control P, control N by hour, control V by week, and so forth. You know, so it's a very simple ESA application. And the latest edition that I'm working on now is an information system, because I'm in a position where I have to handle a certain number of coursework and so forth. So I wanted to keep track of the courses that we teach at University of Bordeaux. And the people. There's all the people that I work for. And you see me use the extended command with meta-X here.
Spent by the experimentation to get the right libraries going, and that is the impressive power of Emacs, that it has such a large library.
Yeah.
When you mentioned your goal of having not building applications on top of Emacs, but of building them on top of ESA, and you give the example of the narrator, is there any, do you have any functionality developed already for inter-process communication between those? So for example, if I'm in the mail program and I go to send an email to someone, I guess if you did it in a naive fashion, you would only have the most basic up, down, left, right type things. Is there a way to send that to, you know, for example, Climax, so that you would have the full text editing capability?
Well,
how's that happen?
The way I hope we will be able to do that is to run all these programs in one Lisp image and use the CLIM facility of presentations to sort of share all this information just as a pointer that you can pass around to your different applications.
When you say it's different applications, you're just saying only being dependent on one set of the libraries, not they would run in separate processes.
Correct, yeah.
Do you use Climax currently for your day-to-day development?
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yep. The only real performance issue we have now is not a problem with Climax. It's a problem with the incremental redisplay code of MacLib. And I did an experiment the other day in which I took it was not a Climax buffer even, it was just a sequence of lines. It had 10,000 lines of text. And each line was like 20 words or so. And inserting one word on a line is instantaneous, or inserting a character. Inserting a line takes about 1 or 2 seconds, depending on the kind of computer you have. And that's purely a question of incremental redisplay having a quadratic update algorithm at the moment. And we don't know how to solve that yet, because it turns out that the CLEM specification used absolute coordinates for nested output records. And you sort of have to go through all the output records every time you move something. And that sort of made it almost necessary to have this quadratic algorithm. So I don't think Climax has any particular performance problem these days.
Okay, I suggest we save any further questions for later on, so let's thank Robert again.